It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everyone, and welcome courtside down here in Centralia, Kansas. The host of this matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfort Wildcats down here at Centralia High School. We have our girls' matchup coming up first, and afterwards we'll have our boys' game. You're tuned in on 2.1 KMZ from the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Grant Prophet down here courtside. Again, our first matchup here coming up, Centralia and Frankfort girls. Centralia, the ranked number 2 team of Class 1A Division 1. Frankfort Wildcats, an unranked team of Class 1A Division 1. 7-13 overall this season. While the Centralia Panthers so far here on a dominant year, 14-2, only having 2 losses so far this entire season, but they're on an impressive 13-game winning streak as a team. Their last loss was against Valley Heights. That was before the winter break. And then, of course, also, fun fact, Centralia have not lost a game since Tava Gibbs has come back on the roster. She was able to join the team right after the Christmas break. So Centralia undefeated with her in the lineup. But not only that, they've just been on an absolute tear the last 13 games, having, again, won all those games, and of course the TVL championship, getting that victory over the Lynn Bulldogs, 57-41. First meeting here against Frankfort this season. Frankfort, again, of course, their first meeting in Centralia this year. Of course, both these teams on the girls' side have played many familiar foes. Centralia most recently having played Donovan West and winning 60-51. Frankfort Wildcats, they played Donovan West a couple games ago. They lost 66-43. Centralia Panthers, they beat Hanover 44-43. Frankfort girls, they lost to Hanover 53-30. They also lost to Blue Valley Randolph 39-29. While the Centralia Panther girls beat the Blue Valley Randolph Rams 45-11. So both these teams have played a lot of similar competitions, same opponents, but the outcomes have been scarcely different and vastly different for both these teams, as Centralia has, again, decimated most of these opponents. Well, Frankfort has been on the more struggling side of those games. Of course, Frankfort, a team that won the Class 1A Division 1 championship 2 years ago, is the first in program history winning a state title. But since that point, it's kind of been a little down year these past 2 years. 5-17 last year, 4-2 in their first 6 games, and they lost 14 straight. And then this year, 7-13, 1-6 in the Twin Valley League, only averaging 31.8 points per game. But, you know, to the rough start that started this year is because Ashlyn Dollinghouse was out, but she was able to come back and join back onto the roster for Frankfort. So some injury, some sickness kind of playing the early part of the season for Frankfort. But now they've kind of got everyone back. It's been kind of back and forth here in these games. You look at their last just 8 games here, they've only been able to take away 2 victories. One being over Onega, 43-32, and then one over Washington County, 45-37. But Frankfort, they just lost to Onega, 51-19, currently on a 2-game losing streak, as Frankfort team is, having lost against Onega, and then Blue Valley Randolph, 53-34. So for Frankfort, this is a get-right game for them, and it's a get-right game against one of the best teams in the state. Here in Class 1A Division 1, they've ranked number 2 team in the classification. Of course, the Centralia Panthers, led by head coach Dusty Thompson, his 4th year. He's got 77 wins. He picked up win number 75 of his career in 10 year against the Hanover Wildcats, 44-43. Had that game on radio just about going on 2 weeks ago. That was on a Friday. Centralia pushed Hanover into overtime, having trailed 99% of the first half. Centralia was able to bank a 3-pointer from Keelan Rempe, send in OT 40-40, and then, of course, big-time show-outs from Tava Gibbs and Hayden Kramer, being able to make up the 4 points there in the overtime to win by 1, 44-43. So Centralia, they've taken down a lot of ranked opponents this year. Lynn, Hanover, Donovan West, Valley Heights. They put competitive matchups against Silver Lake as well, losing 58-47. Then they also beat Nemaha Central St. Mary's, beginning the year 47-34, and St. Mary's 65-19. So First Centralia, they're a team that isn't just one of the best teams in Class 1A Division 1, but they're one of the best teams in small class from the range of 1 to 3A. And last year, they definitely could have competed in one of those grand state things when all the classes compete. Of course, that's been a thing for quite a long time. But last year's Centralia team, they had a group of girls that they could have very well went out and done that. One of the players they lost was, of course, Owen Dieters. She now plays at Benedictine. She's been on a tear up there and been an incredible player. But in substitution, in players having to come up and kind of play her role that has been lost this coming into this year, Hayden Kramer, she's filled a great void at point guard, averaging 11 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a game, and she's been the player when you ask her to take the ball down the floor, she'll push it and she'll get it to where she needs to. And of course, you also have the 1-2 punch combo between Josie Haberkamp and Fava Gibbs, two players that can out-hustle and box out anyone underneath the glass, and of course, locking in some points as well. And for Frankfurt, when you look at their side, it's going to be interesting in how they match up this post play against Centralia. Frankfurt not having quite as much height here compared to Centralia, being led by Lorelai Loiza, 5'10", a senior, and Tessa Parthmer, a 5'9", junior. Both of these returning letter winners from last year. Tessa Parthmer, she's been here now, or it's her third season coming up to, and she's a great athlete here for Frankfurt. It's about being able to contain Centralia. They're a unit that can score as a whole. Gibbs, Rempe, Becker, Haverkamp, Kramer Thompson. You're going to have to limit about everyone on this team because at any given night, you got seven players who can be an X factor here in the 4-4 Centralia. So it'll be interesting. It's about how the start of this game goes. It's really going to determine the outcome. Frankfurt's got to get out hot. They got to get out hot, especially outside the perimeter. They're a team that when they can hit those three-point shots, they can really contend into some games. So they're going to rely on some of those outside shots, but they also got to find a way to get inside and get some points mixed up there in the paint and not allow Centralia to get on top early on. Real quick, we'll take a three-minute break. We'll come back, and we'll give you some starters between our first matchup coming up here on 92.1 KMZA. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Frankfurt Wildcats.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZE. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Kirk Tillman back in studio. Here we got our matchup between the Centralia Panthers against the Frankfort Wildcats, a Class 1A Division 1 matchup, but also a Twin Valley League matchup here as well. Centralia Panthers here so far this season, 14-2 on the year. They only lost one game in the Twin Valley League. It was against Valley Heights earlier on in the season, 62-54, but since then they have not lost a league game, and they have not lost a game as well. They've won 13 consecutive games, and they are 6-0 here at their own home court. They've been a very dominant team here so far this year. They'd like to continue that dominance here in this matchup against the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort Wildcats 7-13 so far here this season, 1-6 in the Twin Valley League, 2-5 at home, but they are 1-3 here on the road. They're averaging 31 points per game and 43 points per game given up, while the Centralia Panthers are averaging 55.6 points per game and allowing an average of 34 points per game. The Frankfort Wildcats here, their starters for the road team. Starting off here, Lorelei Bewiso, a 5'10" senior, returning forward from last year and a great shooter and rebounder. He's averaging roughly around 6 points a game this season. Miley Haug, a 5'5" junior. Holland Shirley, a 5'5" senior. Both guards in lineup for Frankfort, averaging around 2.5 to 3 points per game. Tessa Parker, the 5'9" junior, Macy Wapp, the 5'5" senior here, and also Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'9" senior. Frankfort Wildcats are led by head coach Doug Thompson in his first season here with his Frankfort Wildcats team. So again, for Frankfort, it's Lorelei Bewiso, Miley Haug, Holland Shirley, Macy Wapp, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And now for the Centralia Panthers, here at the home team of this matchup here tonight between Frankfort and Centralia. Here on the girls' team, Hayden Kramer, the 5'7" junior guard, a 2-year starter, and a second-team returner from the Twin Valley League. Last year averaging 9 points a game, this year averaging 11. Josie Hamerkamp, the 5'10" junior post, who's the top scorer from last year's state championship team for Centralia. A second-team Twin Valley League returner, averaging 13 points a game this season and 7 rebounds. Malia Packer, a junior guard, who's averaging nearly under 10 points a game, and then also slightly north here of 5 rebounds a game as well. Taylor Empey, a 5'7" junior guard, who last year averaged 5 points per game. This year, also hitting the same average of 5.1 points per game. That's a overtime sending three-pointer just a couple weeks ago against Hanover. It helps us really get over that victory in the hump, 44-43. And then Tava Gibbs, the junior post, who has not played all the games so far here this season for Centralia. She missed the first four, but since then she's been ready to go. Tava Gibbs here averaging 13 points a game and 10.5 rebounds a game. The only player here to be averaging a double-double in each of her games played. 156 points scored on the season, 121 boards picked up off the glass as she leads the team in rebounds despite, again, missing the first four games of the season for Centralia. Centralia Panthers, again, head coached by Dusty Thompson, his fourth season, searching for his 78th win in his career. So one more time for Centralia, it's Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Melinda Becker, Keelan Rempe, and Ava Gibbs. Same starters there as usual for Centralia. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I'll tell you what, again, we mentioned in that last segment about Centralia and kind of how strong they've been as a team this season, with how many teams, ranked teams they have beaten, Donovan West, Hanover, Lynn, as well as just a couple other opponents like Riverside recently, 48-33. And you can throw on top a win over Nemaha Central, 5-3 team, 47-34. So this is a Centralia team that is united. They're strong, and they play well together. A very determined team. They play very unselfishly as well. And it's a team that doesn't rely on really seniors too much at all. Court Thompson, Claire Heinen, they get in kind of sparingly there, but when they do come in, they're putting in some good work for Centralia, but this is a team that's mostly put together from juniors, as all their starters here are juniors: Kramer, Haberkamp, Becker, Rempe, Gibbs, all a part of the same senior class that, of course, won the state title last year. They went to the state title in volleyball this year, but unfortunately, they did fall short to Little River. The team right now, they are ranked behind in the Class 1A Division 1 classification. So for Centralia, some keys here for this matchup. They're just going to look to get out early. They're going to look to be strong inside the paint. They're going to feed the ball inside. They're too big to Haberkamp and Gibbs. And once they get them rolling, they'll keep them rolling. And if the forwards can't get the work done, well, you better believe Hayden Kramer and Lena Becker will step in there and get some good work as well for Centralia. And don't be surprised you see Rempe outside the perimeter popping a couple of threes. But for Frankfurt, look at them. Look what they can do here in this matchup. Lord Alaizo's got a box out inside. Dallas here starting for the Frankfurt Wildcats, the 5'10", the sole returning forward from last year's team. She's got to play physical and big inside. She's got to be able to collect some rebounds off the glass. Other than that, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, she's second up there with 5'9", but she's someone who can really take the ball down the floor and be strong with it. That's what Frankfurt's going to have to do. They're going to have to drive the ball. They're going to have to get it inside, and they're going to not have to allow themselves to get buried on early to Centralia. This is Centralia's team that if they can get hot, they'll stay hot, and their defense can keep a team down on only the average of 33 points per game. Well, Frankfurt, again, is only averaging 31 points per game. So Frankfurt, they want to come out on a hot, explosive start. They'll have the opportunity to do so against the second-ranked team in the state in Class 1A Division 1, the Centralia Panthers. So we're getting ready here now for basketball action, but right before that, we'll have to take one more break for our national anthem. 2 minutes aside, we're back for tip-off in our girls' matchup, Centralia and Frankfurt, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action here on the way down at Centralia, Kansas, between Centralia and Frankfurt. Tip-off here sets to begin. And Centralia here winning the tip-off in the middle of Delaney Becker. And Centralia will work it right to left here of your dial. Centralia in the white tops and the black numerals with the Frankfurt Wildcats and the red uniforms and white numerals. The three-point shot is up and good for Hayden Kramer to start this game for the Centralia Panthers. Centralia Panthers snapping a three here to start this play. Not even 24 seconds here into quarter number one. Centralia up 3-0 over Frankfurt. Frankfurt dishing on the left side wing. Now back up to the top to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse driving inside and losing the ball off to her right. That'll be a turnover for the Frankfort Wildcats. First of the game for Frankfort. And Centralia takes over. They work right to left. Gibbs will toss it in to Kramer. Kramer down the floor, past the Centralia logo. Slow in her tempo. She'll swing it right to Gibbs. Gibbs to Rempe on the left side wing. Down the corner to Kramer. Kramer drilling up to her right. She'll look right as well to Rempe. Rempe now back left to Kramer. Kramer inside. Pass back off. Kick out right side. Rempe three-pointer and drained. Centralia hitting back-to-back threes to start this game. Hayden Kramer and Keelan Rempe. Centralia up 6-0 over Frankfort with 6:54 to go in this opening quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds on the near side by Centralia. Frankfort will throw it back in with Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse throwing it into Shirley. Holland Shirley getting passed out court, working one-on-one against Rempe. Centralia Panthers here working from the man-to-man. Now in the corner for Frankfort. To the wing. Dollinghouse drives inside, picks up at the block, kicks it back out. To her teammate Haug. Haug drives in the paint, kicks left. Wop. Wop stops the Shirley. Back to Wop. Wop holding the ball on the right hip. Home fakes it left. Now goes right. Back to Dollinghouse. 6 seconds here on the shot clock. 3-point is up and missed by Loizo and rebounded from Centralia. Taking up the rebound was Gibbs. Now underneath the basket. Looking for a look to Hamerkamp. She couldn't finish. And cleaning the glass is Haug for Frankfort. Down the floor, Dollinghouse, Shirley, Shirley setting her feet for a three. It's off the back iron, and fighting for it on the baseline is Kramer. She'll pick it up and getting it out to Gibbs on a quick snap. Gibbs down the floor, Becker underneath and in for two. Becker in for two, and Gibbs with the assist for Centralia. Frankfort trying to break a full court press. They get past half court. Now it's Loizo, far side skip to Wop, Wop, pushing a three! Good! For Frankfort. Hitting their first three. Frankfort now only down by 5-8-3 with 5:25 to go in this opening quarter. Centralia looking to respond with Tava Giz on a long two. It's good. Centralia up by 7 with 5:16 to go here in this opening quarter. Ashton Dollinghouse down the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds out of her hands. Frankfort will have the throw in on the far crowd side boundary near the low wing. Throwing it in, Wop to her right to Haug. Haug at the top of the 3-point line. She'll look back to Wop. Wop to Shirley. Shirley to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse on the right top wing. 3-point shot up and missed to the left side. As out of bounds, Van Centralia will take over the possession. Substitutes will come onto the floor for Frankfort. Tessa Parthamer and Savannah Jackson coming in for Frankfort. Coming out, Holland Shirley, as well as Miley Houck. Centralia Panthers, down the floor. Pass to the Centralia logo. Kramer, stands up at the top of the three-point line. She'll go to Becker. Becker down under to Haverkamp, and Haverkamp getting her first touch of the ball in this game, loses it behind her head. That'll be Centralia's first turnover. But 4:47 to go in the opening quarter. It's 10-3. Centralia leads by 7 over Frankfort. Parthamer. On the near side, looking to dribble it, pass half court, and she loses the ball on the ground. It's a scramble to the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia, so they never handled the possession at any point there. And Frankfort will just look to work it again here, left to right. Full court. Dollinghouse into Parthamer. Parthamer back to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse moving it back to Parthamer. Parthamer skip it far side to Wop. Wop looking down the middle of the court, and it's taken away by Rempe. First steal of the game comes by Keelan Rempe for Centralia. Down the floor quickly. She'll throw it to Gibbs, and Gibbs unable to get the pass and is knocked out of bounds by Frankfort. Rempe under the glass, right side. Centralia running a line on the left. They'll spread out, throw it into Haverkamp, and Haverkamp trying to make it rattle in. Could not. Underneath the basket, Gibbs knocks the ball out of bounds, and Frankfort takes over. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in quarter number one, 10-3. Centralia leads by 7 over Frankfort. Frankfort still trying to break this full court press. They just turned the ball over on a steal. Here they're working left to right with Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse lobs it up to her teammate, Parthamer, who's spinning past half court. Getting locked up, now passing down to Wop. Wop inside, kick back out. Parthamer, 3-point shot on the way and in. Frankfurt, 2 of 3 from outside the three-point line. A timeout is called here by Frankfurt, their first of the game. 4 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. 10-6, Centralia leads by 4. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
4 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. Centralia leads by 4, 10-6 here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Centralia, they've hit 2 threes on this game. They're 2 for 2. Frankfurt here, they are 2 of 3. They have 2 threes here to respond as well. Tessa Parthmer, just slicing one. Also, Macy Watt for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Centralia, I also got 2 shots on the inside from Becker and Tava Gibbs. Centralia here taking over, working right to left here. You die off of the timeout being taken by the Wildcats. Kramer's got it on the right side wing. 3-point shot up and missed. And picked up here by Frankfurt. Down the floor, push to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, pass half court, dribbling left side down the lane. Now a kick out to Jackson on the far corner. Ball's being tossed around and grabbed back inside by Frankfurt on the far side perimeter. Now skip to the near, back up top, and 3-point line, 3-point shot, on the way, and made by Lorelei Loizzo. Frankfurt, 3 threes here in this first quarter. I said in the pregame that if Frankfurt wants to compete with Centralia, they're going to probably look to can some threes outside the arc. And here they have hit 3 of 4 outside so far in this game. There's a 3-point flyer to respond from Frankfurt. Missed by Kramer. She comes back in quickly after the rebound by Haverkamp. And Kramer is in for 2. And Haverkamp gets the rebound and the assist for Centralia. Frankfurt handling. Pass half court. Down by 3. 12-9 to Centralia with 2:42 to go in this first quarter. Ashton also loses the ball out of bounds on the left side. But his last touch by Centralia, so Frankfurt maintains the possession. Miley Howe comes in for substitution for Frankfurt. Coming in for Ashton Dollinghouse, her first break here to the bench side. Far side pass in from the inbound, WAP into Parthmer. Parthmer at half court, looking to her right side. She gets it to Jackson. Jackson, who hasn't taken a break yet herself, getting it down into WAP, and WAP passes it, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. And now Centralia makes their first substitutions of the game. Haverkamp and Rempe taking a break, and Lina Becker coming in, as well as Claire Heinen. Two very strong players here for this Centralia team. Frankfurt off the inbound, throwing it into Parthmer. Parthmer spins in the paint and loses the ball. It's a take away from Gibbs. Down the floor, the track race, and she couldn't get the finish. Down under, looking for the putback is Kramer. And on the baseline, a defensive rebound for Frankfurt, but then stripped away, Gibbs. She's got another steal. Incredible for Gibbs. Frankfurt now down by 5 with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Frankfurt with on the right to Howe. Howe dribbles in to the right side. Now passes the half court. WAP. WAP saves it from being a violation. But she will turn it over regardless as she throws it out of bounds. And Centralia will take over after the turnover from Frankfurt. 5 turnovers down the half of Frankfurt Wildcats. As Haverkamp and Rempe have re-entered here this game, as well as Maya tanking. Tanking here on the right side wing. We'll skip it far side to Heinen. Heinen, 3-point shot up, in, and back out of the can. And the rebound by Parthmer for Frankfurt. Frankfurt down the floor, pushing it. 3-pointer on the way from the corner. It's good by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. 4 threes in the opening quarter for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They are 4 of 5 outside the arc. They are kept in this game by 2, down to Centralia with 1:18 to go in this opening quarter. Thank you, with Centralia. Left side wing, she rattles in a 3 like a bull in a tin can. This is a three-point contest here in this first quarter between both of these teams. Frankert back down the floor. Dollinghouse back in on the court. Cosmer-Parton turns it over here to Becker. Becker is steal. Now down the floor here with it is Centralia. Rempe, left side, tanking. Blocked out of bounds by Parthamer. With 50 seconds to go in this first quarter, 17-12. Centralia, five-point lead. Substitutions for the Centralia Panthers. Tava Gibbs and Hayden Kramer coming in. Maya Tankin, after her maybe 60-second appearance, will come back to the bench as well as Claire Heinen, the joiner. Hayden Kramer here off the inbound play, gets it on the wing, now drives it up to the top of the arc. Right side, she'll go to Becker. Becker back to Kramer. Kramer pump fakes, drives in the key. Now the paint, block deflected. Backwards picked up by Becker. Becker back to Kramer. Kramer at the timeline, shot clock to 10 seconds. Kramer veers to her right side, ball loose on the ground off a pass. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfurt. 4 seconds on the shot clock. You need a quick shot as soon as you get it in. Rempe will throw it in. She's got Kramer at the timeline. Only 3 seconds here. Now to Rempe, taking a long three, and it's nothing but net. Keelan Rempe with a big-time three-pointer. Both teams are 4-5 outside the arc in quarter one. Frankfurt down the floor. They'll turn it back over. Frankfurt now 7 turnovers on the corner. Centralia only with 2. Here in the first with 5 seconds left to go. Kramer to Rempe. Rempe to the elbow. Haverkamp off. And that'll end our first quarter. 20-12. Centralia leads over Frankfurt. Both teams hitting 4 threes in the opening quarter. We'll take a step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the second quarter, 20-12. Centralia over Frankfurt by 8. Both teams went 4-5 outside the arc in quarter number 1. Frankfurt, they have now hit 4 consecutive 3s. Centralia, they hit 2 straight to begin, and then they missed one, but then they've hit back-to-back here as well. Frankfurt working with the ball. Dollinghouse at the top of the arc. She'll go left side to Loizo. Loizo nearly loses the ball, picks it back up, works in the paint, kicks it out the far side, and ball is lost out of bounds. And Frankfurt picking up their 8th turnover on the half now. Centralia has it. They'll work it down the floor, right to left here of your dial. Pass the timeline, Kramer. Kramer out to Rempe on the right side. She just hit a three-pointer. She'll try another. It's off the front iron. And it's rebounded underneath the basket by Haverkamp. Haverkamp misses. Becker now has it. Becker will kick it out to Rempe. Rempe, Kramer. Here's a three-point flyer on the way. Missed. Both threes missed. But another rebound by Haverkamp. She's made back-to-back now for Centralia, resetting the offense. Shot clock is set, 28. Kramer left side wing. Skips it far to Becker under the block. And she'll pass it to Gibbs, who goes in for 2. Centralia, 2 straight. Second chance opportunities off back-to-back missed threes. Gibbs comes away with an easy bucket. Now Frankfurt looking to respond with a three-pointer and missed to the left side. That's Parthamer. Breaks up a 4 straight that Frankfurt had hit. And now Frankfurt will call a timeout from head coach Doug Thompson. 6:41 left to go here in this second quarter, 22-12. Centralia. Here leads by 10 over Frankfurt. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back here after this.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here with 6:30 left to go here in the second quarter, 22-12. Centralia leads by 10 over Frankfurt. Centralia under the baseline, a drive in and good for Hayden Kramer. Kramer here, 7 points this first half here for Centralia over Frankfurt. A 12-point lead, largest here this game for Centralia over the Wildcats. Frankfurt trying to respond, driving the aisle, kick out of the near corner. Dollinghouse looking for a 3-point shot, missed and picked up underneath by Haverkamp. Centralia pushing it down the floor, far side, Kramer. Kramer dribbling into the elbow, and now passing off to Gibbs. Gibbs down under, advancing the shot. Ball's being scrambled for, now picking up the rebound is Watt. Frankfurt down the floor. In the wing, left side, Jackson missing a three. Now back-to-back missed threes here for Frankfurt. Rebound by Kramer down the floor, passing to her teammate, and out of bounds. Centralia will turn it over, the third turnover of the half. It was intended for Josie Haverkamp. Frankfurt looking to handle a full-court pressure here by Centralia as they work left to right on the inbound. Colin Shirley comes back in here for Frankfurt. Working it down the floor, looking to break the press off a dribble as far as where she gets it. Now spats to Shirley. Shirley to Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse now the near corner. Parthamer, a dribble, take inside. Lob back out to Loizzo. Down the baseline, kick back out to the wing. 15 seconds here on the shot clock. Race it up to the top of the arc to Shirley. Shirley Loizzo, ball is tipped across half court by the defense, but three picked up by Frankfurt. And then it'll be a turnover anyway here as Frankfurt is gone travel on Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Ninth turnover of the half for Frankfurt. Frankfurt has only scored off the three-pointer. Right now they are 4 of 7 outside the arc here in this game. Centralia. Forcing it underneath the basket and Gibbs fouled. And will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Sava Gibbs. Productive player on this team. 13 points per game. 10.5 rebounds a game. The only player here to average a double-double each per game here for Centralia. And first free throw is up and good. Sava Gibbs here already 7 points on this game. 66% shooter from the free throw line. Walking and looking for an next free throw. It's as straight as an arrow, and it's right on down. 2 for 2 at the free throw line. David Gibbs now 8 points on the game. Centralia, now look here, the largest lead by 14, 26-12 over Frankfurt. A 4:50 go here in this second quarter. Frankfurt, Dollinghouse with it. Now it's Parthamer on the far side wing. She'll dribble in the elbow. Jump stop in the paint, and missing the shot off the backboard. Rebound by Gibbs. Centralia. Gibbs at the top of the arc. Left side to Rempe. Rempe, she'll skip it opposite, and it's taken away. Down the floor. Looking for the layup. It's good for Tessa Parthamer. Tessa Parthamer, her first steal of the game. Frankfurt, their first steal as well. Centralia, their fourth turnover. Alley back is Kramer. Kramer, far side skip to Rempe on the other wing. Now back around to Kramer. Kramer back to Rempe. Rempe firing a three, and it's right down through the net. Rempe has 3 threes here in the first half for Centralia. And Centralia's Rempe getting a steal right back from Frankfurt, and she'll finish in for two. Centralia now up a dominating 17 points over Frankfurt, 31-14 with 3:44 to go here in this second quarter. With only there's Loizzo. Loizzo dribbles into the elbow, and a foul is called on Centralia. In this game, we haven't had a lot of fouls. Both teams have had less than three here already in this first half. As the first of the game here for Hayden Kramer. First team foul for Centralia in this quarter. It's a very fast game here between these two teams. As Frankfurt inbounds it in, and they throw it over past half court, but picked up by Parthamer. Parthamer, how to the corner, back up top to Parthamer. Parthamer will go to the left to Shirley. Shirley driving inside the key, the paint, kick up top, now left side wing, drive in, baseline, looking for the dish, and a foul is called on Centralia. So back-to-back, as Centralia has pretty much been foulless this entire game. They pick up back-to-back with now Tava Gibbs picking up her first. Also a shot foul, so up at the free throw line, Zorlan Loizzo. She's prepping for her first free throw. Stop. Off the back of the iron, and it bounces right off. Lorelai of the Wiseau, hanging just around 50% this season at the free throw line. Here, trying to make her second free throw. It's up, and it bounces up the top iron, and falls right on in. Wiseau goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And the clock here stopped at 3:20 to go here in this first half. 31-15, Centralia leads over Frankfurt by 16. Gibbs dozing it into Kramer. Kramer past the timeline, looking to the right side. Now she'll dish it left to Tanking. Tanking's back in here, as well as Claire Heinen, the other senior here on this team for Centralia. Now to Kramer. Kramer at the elbow. Dishes it, bounce past Haverkamp. Now to Gibbs, and Gibbs didn't couldn't finish from the basket. And then Tanking gets the steal right off the rebound. Kramer under the board. She tries to look back for it, couldn't finish. And Centralia had back-to-back opportunities under the net, but didn't make any of them count. And now Frankfurt has the possession again. Parthamer throws it in from the backcourt. And to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse will look to break the one-on-one here with a dribble and drive. She'll dribble to the left side. Step on her pivot foot. Now to her right to Parthamer. Parthamer veering to her right. Now she'll look left. Passes to her right side to Loizzo. Stuck on the near wing. She'll angle to the right. Drives inside. Kicks it back out of the corner. Parthamer handling it with her right hand. She's stuck in a 2-1 trap. Now she'll go back right. Ball pass on the baseline and knocked out of bounds by Centralia. 2:25 to go in the second quarter. 31-15. Centralia leads over Frankfurt. Paul and Shirley coming off for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And coming in is Macy Wapp, the 5'5 senior. One of the few hit a three-pointer for Frankfurt in the first quarter. Frankfurt has not hit a three in the second quarter. It's like going 4-5 in the first. And the timeout will look to be called here by the Frankfurt Wildcats head coach. The officials looking to confirm this timeout. They have not yet. Now they will. Second timeout of the game used by Frankfurt head coach Doug Thompson. 2:25 left to go here in this second quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. 31-15, Centralia over Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
.25 to go here in the first half, 31-15. Centralia leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Both teams went 4-5 around the arc in the first quarter. Centralia is 1-4 outside the arc here in quarter two, as Frankfurt is 0-2. Frankfurt will throw in the inbound from the baseline. They'll put in the Parthamer. Parthamer right in front of the basket, misses her shot. And Becker makes the rebound. Becker, her first board of the game. She's got a steal and some points alongside it. Centralia handling out to Heinen from the right elbow, and she banks it off the backboard. Heinen, her first points of the game. Centralia now with 7 scores here in tonight's matchup here against Frankfurt. As the Wildcats looking to respond, the far side wing, a hook pass inside, but Loizzo, they're going to get her on a travel right before the pass was ripped. Frankfurt, 11 turnovers in the first half. Centralia with just four. Maya St. Clair Heinen will come out. And it looks like Tava Gibbs and Keelan Rempe will come in for the Centralia Panthers. So Gibbs, Haverkamp, Becker, Rempe, and Kramer here on the floor for Centralia. And getting it in left side wing is Kramer missing the three-pointer. And it's off the right towards the perimeter out of bounds. And Frankfurt will take over. Centralia now 1-5 outside the arc in the second quarter. They're 5-10 here on the game, shooting 50% outside the three-point line. Frankfurt with it, left side wing. Arthmer dribbling in, now setting a screen for her teammate from Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse to the right to Jackson. Jackson, 17 seconds here on the shot clock. The pass in the block, a short corner, rotator shot, and missed by Wiseau. Rebounded by Becker. Back-to-back rebounds here in this second quarter. Down the key, Haverkamp. Dishing out to her left to Rempe. Rempe skipping it far side. Kramer. Kramer hoists it above her head with 1:09 left to go in this first half. Now Rempe on the near. To back her on the baseline. She'll dribble around the defender. And then she'll kick it back out to Rempe. Rempe up to the top of the three-point line. And she'll back her way of the timeline and dribble out right. 8 seconds here on the shot clock. Baseline pass to Becker. Becker, Rempe. Rempe flying a three. And it's straight through the net. Keelan Rempe. 4 threes in the first half, 2 threes in both quarters to start, and 14 points total on the game. Keelan Rempe having a phenomenal night here for the Centralia Panthers as they are 6 of 11 outside the arc. Here's Frankfurt trying to respond from the elbow, shot from the Wiseau, miss on the left side, and rebounded by Gibbs. Excuse me. And Becker, our third straight rebound here for Centralia on the defensive side. And a timeout is taken with 21 seconds left to go in this second quarter. The timeout by Centralia. Their second timeout here of the game with 21 seconds to go in this first half. 36-15, Centralia here leading the way by 21 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll be back here after a quick 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news, it's preventable. Take time for your heart, eat better, move more, schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
21 seconds until we'll head to the locker room for the end of the first half for Centralia against Frankfurt. Centralia up by 21, 36-15 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Centralia, they are right now 6 of 11 outside the arc in this first half. They have slashed 18 points worth of threes, and here they have the ball. Up at the top with Kramer. Kramer now to Rempe. Rempe down under to Becker. Becker taking a dribble inside, trying to spin it off the inner side of the basket, and the rebound underneath is Haverkamp. She'll miss it, and Gibbs gets it, and she'll be fouled to go up the line to shoot two. Centralia, I talked about in the pregame how dominant they are at rebounding, crashing the boards. They average 33 rebounds a game. They average 16 offensive rebounds. They have well over 15 rebounds in this first half, and definitely a number of rebounds you can count on at least one hand, or more than one hand, I should say, on the offensive side. Here Gibbs, her first free throw, up and good. Last time she went 2 of 2. 1 second left to go here in this second quarter. Her next one is off and splash. Gibbs, 10 points here in the first half, and Centralia will go into the locker room with a 23-point lead over the Frankfurt Wildcats, 38-15. We'll take a step aside. We're back in a bit here for a halftime show on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double L lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kurt Kelman back in studio, Kurt Papa down here live at Centralia, Kansas. The host here of tonight's matchup at Centralia High School is the Centralia Panthers hosting the Frankfort Wildcats. A Class 1A Division 1 matchup, as well as a twin Valley League matchup on top. Here in our girls matchup, Centralia leads over Frankfort 38-15, a 23-point lead. And, oh man, an impressive performance in both quarters, outscoring Frankfort 20-12 in quarter one, and then outscoring them by 15 points, 18-3 in quarter number two. Both teams came out with some electricity in quarter one, with Centralia scoring the first 6 points of the game via the three-point line. Hayden Kramer and Keelan Rempe both getting it going, but both Centralia and Frankfort would go 4-5 outside the arc in the first quarter. But then you get into the second quarter, that's when things got a little different. Centralia, they went 2-6 in the second quarter outside the arc, but Frankfort, they went stale as 0-2. As Frankfort only came with 3 points in the quarter, as little on the line, though. She got 1 point at the free throw line, and Tessa Parthmer, she had a steal that she transitioned into a layup for a finish, but that's about all the highlights that Frankfort had in that second quarter, as Centralia continued to dish away. Haverkamp put on an abundant amount of rebounds of 5. Backer had 4 in that second quarter. Gibbs, she had 2, and then also 6 points in the second quarter. Keelan Rempe, she's on fire right now. 14 points on the game and 4 threes here for Centralia. Definitely one of her best games here of the season, at least best halves here of the season for sure. She only averages 5.1 points per game, but I'll tell you what, I said it before about Rempe, you know, if she can get out and she can get hot outside the three-point line, that's a fire that's going to continue to stay lit. You don't need to put any wood inside of it. It's going to stay on fire. She's the fire starter, and she'll keep the flame rolling. So as long as you can get Rempe started, she can keep going outside the Park, and you saw it well in that first half. Four threes there for her. But also, you don't want to look past Ava Gibbs' performance. She had 10 points there in the first half, three rebounds, two steals, and an assist. Of course, Melinda Becker, she was involved with four boards, a steal, and just one layup. Josie Haverkamp, she had no points, but an assist and seven rebounds. That's her average per game. And that's what's so incredible here about Centralia is their ability to, you know, even if one player isn't scoring, they're getting the ball to their teammates and they're crashing the board. And that's exactly how Centralia, I mean, they beat you. It's their ability to play as a team, as one unit, and how anyone can play as an X Factor any given night. And you also throw in Kramer in the mix. You know, she's got 7 points and a rebound as well. But again, the Pigs right now, they're going. Kayla Rempe, she's shooting high outside the yard. So for all things Centralia, they're clicking, they're firing, their motor's going. They just got to keep their foot on the gas going in the second half. For Frankfurt, a lot of things kind of going to go a little differently here. That first quarter, I said it in the pregame, Frankfurt's going to probably look to try to hit some of that three ball, and it worked. They were able to keep it at 1.15-12, but Centralia, they started to separate the game because they can rely with their ability to go inside the paint, whereas Frankfurt hasn't had that paint play yet this season, and they haven't been able to do it so far in this game. So going into the second half, Frankfurt, they're going to have to dribble the ball. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to have to drive it inside, whether it's Lorelei Loizzo, Tessa Partimer, Macy Wamp, Ashton Dollinghouse. There's so many people here for Frankfurt that can get that ball and take a nice beer inside and fight to the rim. But haven't seen that a whole lot for Frankfurt, apart from that one key moment I mentioned that second quarter. Tessa Partimer had a steal quarterway on the court and was able to tank it the rest of the three quarters down the floor and have the aggressive finish in the basket. That's what Frankfurt's got to do more. They got to force more turnovers. They got to play more aggressively. They got to get themselves on the board. Again, 38-15 is our score right now. Centralia at the half numbers, 15 rebounds, 4-4 at the free throw line, 6-11 outside the arc. 2 assists, 5 steals, and 4 turnovers for the Frankfurt Wildcats. 5 rebounds, 1-2 at the free throw line, 4-7 outside the perimeter, no assists, 1 steal, and 11 turnovers. All right, a minute 30 aside, we're back here for the second half action between Centralia and Frankfurt. Centralia lead 38-15 over the Frankfurt Wildcats.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Return for second half action. 2 quarters and 16 minutes of basketball action here remaining in the girls' matchup between Centralia and Frankfurt. Centralia here leads by 23 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Coming out of the half for the Centralia Wildcats, Centralia Panthers, excuse me, is Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, and Melina Becker. And for the Frankfurt Wildcats, it is Holland, Shirley Macy, Wap, Lorelei Loizzo, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and Miley Hout. Both teams with 3 timeouts remaining as we enter the second half action. Here, Centralia will start with the ball now working left to right on the dial. Haverkamp looking underneath to Becker, and Becker loses the ball out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover here of the half. It'll go against Centralia. Five turnovers down the game for the Centralia Panthers. Frankfurt takes over. They work right to left here down the dial. Frankfurt work with the Dullinghouse. Right side wing to Shirley. Shirley looking to her left. Drives that way and now throws it out to her right to Wiseau. Wiseau back to Shirley. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Shirley drives inside of the block, off the basket, and rebounded by Becker. Becker, five rebounds now in the game. She'll work it down the floor. She'll fire it left side to Rempe. Rempe down into the block. Haverkamp, Haverkamp, skipping it opposite. Near to Becker. Becker now to Kramer. Kramer, Rempe, Rempe far side. Haverkamp, Haverkamp back to Rempe. 7 minutes now here to go in this third quarter. Second possession here for Centralia as they work it outside the arc. Low wing, far side, three-pointer up for Kramer. Missed, rebounded by Wop Wop, pushing it down the floor quickly. She's one-on-one with Kramer, and she draws the foul. 6:53 left to go in this third quarter. 38-15, Centralia here still leads over Frankfurt. No score for either team here in this third. Aiden Kramer picking up her second foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter for either team here being charged on Centralia. Whopper, first free throw. Up, off the back of the board, and out. Boxing out down low for Centralia. It's Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, the 1-2 punch forward combo. As Whopper's second free throw is up, and Purcell through the basket. She goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Frankfurt down the game, 2-of-4. That's just their second trip up to the charity stripe. Centralia. Here in the corner to Becker. Becker skipping an opposite wing to Kramer. Kramer, backdoor pass, and finishing for two is Haverkamp. Ball took a second to drop in, but Haverkamp getting her first points here of the game for Centralia. A tremendous pass from Hayden Kramer on the other side of the glass, as this first free throw has not been good for Josie Haverkamp. That's her only free throw for the three-point play. Centralia now up 41-16 over Frankfurt, a 6:30 to go in this third quarter. Frankfurt on the left side wing. Dullinghouse, Dullinghouse, Loizo, Loizo just tosses it up. It hits off the left of the rim, and it's in the hands of Haverkamp. Haverkamp to Gibbs. Gibbs down the floor, pushing the Rempe on the far corner. Down to the wing. Up the top of the arc, straight away, aisle shot, drained by Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp, the forward. Not many threes on the season for the 5'10" junior post, but that one a big time make. She's now got 6 straight points and the only points here in this third quarter for Centralia. Timeout here taken. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Centralia leads 44-16 over Frankfurt. We're back here in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt has it after their timeout, and it's taken away by Tava Gibbs. Gibbs down the floor to Kramer. Kramer kicks it up top to Rempe. Rempe inside the key, setting a screen for Kramer. Kramer dribbles it up to the right, now in the front court. Kick out of the far side corner. Rempe. Rempe to Kramer. 19 seconds here on the shot clock. Floater is off and round in the basket by Hayden Kramer. It extends it to a 46-16 game. Centralia is up 30 points over Frankfurt with 5:25 left to go in this third quarter. Holland Shirley past the timeline. Now to her left to Loizo. Loizo back right to Howe nearly turns it over on a pass into some messy traffic. Linebacker nearly on the takeaway. Her second steal of the game, but she knocks it out of bounds. And Frankfurt will throw it in from their near side bench. Claire Heinen and Maya Tankin coming in here for Centralia as Rempe and Gibbs take off the bench as Parthamer and Savannah Jackson here substituting for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt with the ball at the timeline. Parthamer, she'll go to the right side, a bounce pass to Jackson. Jackson, the Lizo, Loaxo. Here at the top of the arc, swings it left side to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse in the elbow, in the paint, kick up top. 5 seconds here on the shot clock. Now only three, now just two, and it is stolen anyway by Centralia. Hayden Kramer down the floor, one-on-one, and a finish to the rim. Frankfurt, where is the time on that last possession? Here they go back in control with the ball. Wise out now, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse flies a three. It's off the left of the iron and rebounded by Kramer. She's down the floor quickly, working two on one. She gets it to Becker and the combo comes up for two. Great teamwork and second assist of the game for Hayden Kramer right after. It's a great takeaway. Now here, three-pointer from left side again for Frankfurt, rebounded by Haverkamp. Centralia at the timeline, 50-16. Centralia leads over Frankfurt here by 34 points and they extend it by 36 with Becker in for two. 3:50 to go here, still in this third quarter. Centralia looking to make it a running clock heading into the fourth. Parthamer has it on the far side corner. He'll go to the near to Wop on a skip. Now at the top of the key, left side to the baseline, back around to the wing. To the corner, Jackson. Opposite side, 15 seconds here on the shot clock. Dollinghouse, straight as an arrow. Here on a three-pointer, missing. And under the basket, looking for the putback. Fouled is Frankfurt. Up to the line is Savannah Jackson. Savannah Jackson here at the free throw line, looking to shoot two. Her first free throw is up, and it bounces off the back of the rim. Substitutions for Centralia. Tava Gibbs and Keelan Rempe come back in for Tava Gibbs and Hayden Kramer. It's kind of rare to say Hayden Kramer getting a break to the bench. Definitely a player who is constantly flying out here on the floor. And that free throw is up and missed for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Savannah Jackson, she goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Now Centralia with it. At the elbow, Becker missing the shot. Look for the putback, though, is Tava Gibbs. Gibbs at 10 points in the first half, finally getting her first bucket here in the quarter, number three. 5 minutes into it, 3 minutes left to go, 54-16. Centralia leads over Frankfurt at the elbow. Shot up, missed by Estes, and they're going to get a jump ball underneath. Excuse me, Alice Hyman, the 5'7" junior who's coming here for Frankfurt. Her first time in the game here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt throwing it in from the baseline. Beneath the glass. Dollinghouse and Parthamer. Parthamer not able to get the finish. And a rebound by Gibbs. Gibbs, her fifth rebound of the game. She's got 12 points as well. She'll skip it out to Hyman on the right side. Hyman, inside step to the elbow. Missing the long two, but makes her own rebound. Hyman. We'll throw it to the opposite side of Rempe. Rempe out the front court, spinning around. To Tanking. Tanking to Hyman. Hyman. Now back out to Rempe. Left side. Rempe had 4 threes in the first half. They also go underneath to Gibbs, and Gibbs is denied. Under the basket by Frankfurt. Frankfurt. Down the floor. Dollinghouse. Now to Haug. And a kick called on Centralia. Clock stopped at 2:14 to go in the third. 54-16. A 38-point lead for Centralia with the Frankfurt Wildcats. Their first time meeting up here this season. And Centralia right now is dominating this matchup. Frankfurt throwing it in on the baseline, driving Haug and losing the ball again out of bounds. And Frankfurt will have to throw it in once more. Running a baseline set with Dollinghouse throwing it in on the left side of the glass, closer to the crowd side. to throw it in over the top, and that is pass out four picked up by Centralia for the steal, and Melanie Becker, the steal, and deal for two, her second steal of the game. She's now got 8 points and five boards. Centralia has three players in double digits and nearly has four. Dollinghouse looking to hit a three. She cans it from the far wing. That's her second three of the game, her first since the opening quarter. Frankfurt with it to Gibbs at the charity stripe. She'll drive in left side lane, and she'll finish for two. A timeout is called by the Centralia Panthers. Their third timeout used in the game with 1:34 remaining here in the third quarter. Both teams with two timeouts to go, but 58-19, Centralia leads over Frankfurt. 90 seconds to go here in this third. We're back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
90 seconds to go here in quarter number three, 58-19. Centralia leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt with the ball underneath. Jackson to Hyman. The ball is swatted away by Melina Becker. Her first block of the contest here for Centralia. 14th run of the game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Short corner shot, far side by Becker, missed, but rebound is recaptive and put back in for Centralia. They'll try to get it underneath the basket. Our toss up and knocked out of bounds after the missed basket. Frankfurt to take over. 65 seconds to go here in quarter number three, 58-19. Centralia leading by nearly 40 points here over Frankfurt, 39. Frankfurt down the floor, passing in down under the Jackson. Ball is knocked away. And Frankfurt will throw it back in. Ashton Dollinghouse, Frankfurt will run a box set. They'll spread out on top, wide open is Haug, right side Hyman back to Haug. 20 seconds here on the shot clock, 58 on the primary. Shirley at the top of the key. She'll go left to the left elbow to Hyman to Dollinghouse. On the left side, now to the top of Shirley. Shirley at the Centralia Panther logo. She dribbles in left, and that ball is taken away by Becker. Becker looking for double-digit scoring, and she finishes 4-2. Becker, Kramer, Trempe, and Gibbs all double digits for the Centralia Panthers. 20 seconds now to go here in the third quarter. Becker with three steals as well, and it looks like Gibbs has got one here. She'll put it down the floor to Becker, and Becker's got another layup for a finish after the steal and assist from Gibbs. Centralia is up by a pummeling 62-19 over Frankfurt, and we have hit the end of the third quarter. We'll head into the quarter number four with a running clock and a full bench of backups here for Centralia checking in for back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, here for the Centralia Panthers, it's going to be a lot of players nights have ended here for Centralia as bench players have come out to the floor for the Panthers. The running clock here in the fourth. Centralia leads to start this fourth quarter 62-19 over the Frankfort Wildcats. An outstanding game here for Centralia, lead by 43 points. And a foul to start this quarter here called on Frankfort. On Keely Estes, the 5'6" sophomore, her first personal of the game, first team foul, I should say, here of the quarter for Frankfort. Centralia puts it in here at the top to Hyman. Hyman out to her left to Thanking. Thanking, right side to Franklin. Kyra Franklin, the sophomore in for Centralia. Franklin now left to Thanking. Thanking on the left side of the three-point line. She'll put it down to Niehaus. Niehaus into the left corner for Heinen. Heinen three-pointer up and missed. Rebounded by Barthamer. Down the floor, Barthamer working one-on-one and loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia's Niehaus. Clock runs at 6:52 to go after this one for post-game show and our player of the game. Brought to you by the Be Outdoors Real Estate and the Farmers State Bank. After that, we'll have a small break. We'll come back and get ready for our boys matchup between Centralia and Frankfort. Frankfort here throwing it in on the inbound play. They'll go over the top to SS to Barthamer. Barthamer in the front court. Skips it near side, and it's going to be a turnover off the hands of Macy Wapp. 15 turnovers on the game for the Frankfort Wildcats. Clock still rolling at 6:20 to go in the fourth. And Centralia here throws it in. Heinen into Thanking's hands. Heinen Thanking, they get plenty of minutes here on the floor this season for Centralia. A couple other players here joining them. Franklin Niehaus. As well as Caitlin McKee, the sophomore. She's yet to touch the ball yet. Franklin here driving inside the key, kicking out to Thanking. Now on the right elbow, veering inside. She is, they're going to say a jump ball. And the arrow will go to Frankfort. Seventh run of the game for Centralia. Centralia, they outscored Frankfort 24-4 in the third quarter. And here's substitution for Centralia. Taryn Osterhaus, the sophomore. Frankfort working with the ball. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Down the aisle, three-pointer. Attempted by Watt, missed, and some frustration afterwards. And Centralia takes over with 5:16 to go in this game, up 62-19. Centralia still plenty of games left to play here on the season for them, but for Frankfort, only two games remaining after this contest. Valley Heights and Lynn, two more games left for the regular year. And then they will be looking ahead for the postseason. As Centralia here with the ball, turning it back over to Frankfort. Frankfort down the timeline with Barthamer. Barthamer out to the right side to Wapp. Wapp overhead. She'll go left side to Lizo. Lizo driving inside the paint, and they'll get a foul on Centralia. It's going to be interesting to see how the TBL shapes out at the end of the year. Of course, Centralia having lost a game in the Twin Valley League, but only taking one loss, but they've beaten other TBL teams. They've beaten Onega and TBL play, Hanover, and Jonathan West, including also Washington County. And the three-pointer here on the way, near side from Lorelei Lizo. That's her second three of the game. Frankfort now down just 40 points, 62-22 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And then a steal by Frankfort, taking it down the floor. SS working one-on-one through the block. She'll fall on the ground, and they'll call it travel. Like I was saying, Centralia, it's going to be interesting to see as it comes down this season. If they can take another year here winning the Twin Valley League title, last year they went 10-0, but of course the early part of that season they were without Tava Gibbs, who could have definitely been an X factor in that game against Valley Heights, and could have maybe been a big changer in that matchup as well. But also for Centralia, they'll look to go and contend for another year in the Class 1A Division 1 title. They have the players to do so. Four of their players tonight have reached double digits as Heinen here drives inside and they'll get a foul against Frankfort. Substitutions for Frankfort. They'll put in Alice Hyman, the 5'7" junior. Coming out will be Santa Parthamer for Frankfort. 3:16 to go here in this fourth quarter. 62-22. Centralia leads over Frankfort. Heinen throws over the top. Niehaus to the right side, and the ball is turned over out of bounds. Impressively, Centralia, before they had their bench come in. They only had 6 turnovers on this game. They've taken plenty of care of the ball in this match, and that's what honestly really helped this Centralia team come ahead. The play of team in this game against Frankfurt is the limitation of turnovers, the dominant scoring force inside the paint, and the three-pointers have been knocked down. The foul called on Centralia underneath the glass, hitting it on Claire Heinen, her first of the game, team's third of the quarter with 2:26 to go here in the fourth. 62-22, Centralia here still leading by 40. Frankfurt throws it in on the right elbow. Now left side wing, ball being knocked around in the front court and picked up by Centralia. The rebound is by Kia Franklin down the floor to go to Heinen. Heinen gets it out to the right. Franklin, back up top, Heinen, straight away, three-pointer, it's off the basket. A foul to follow onto the glass, called on Centralia, trying to make the attempt for the rebound. First personal for Kyra Franklin, or Kyra Neves, excuse me, here for Centralia. 1:40 left to go in this contest. Again, after this, we'll take a small break. We'll have our post-game player of the game segment, and then we'll take another more extended break, and then we'll get you ready for the boys' game between Centralia and Frankfurt. Two teams that are both 500 this season. Centralia boys 9-9 and the Frankfurt Wildcats 10-10, but Centralia boys 5-1 this EBL and Frankfurt 2-5. Centralia trying to bounce back after a loss to Riverside by 2. Here, Frankfurt with the ball. 60 seconds left to go here in this girls' matchup. Frankfurt, they now have put their substitutes on the floor as well. So both teams here with bench players. The shot's up by Frankfurt. Here taken by Centralia. Down the floor, I have Franklin. Franklin to her right to Nehus. Nehus driving to the elbow, out to Heinen. Heinen now veering out to her right, back up to the top of the key. Shot up, missed off the front iron. Picked up by Heinen. She's fouled, and she'll go up and shoot too. At the free throw line. Centralia, they are a team that comes since tonight, averaging 36 rebounds a game. They have definitely gotten close to that number in this contest against Frankfurt. Average also 16 offensive rebounds a game, also hitting that number healthily as well. At the free throw line, first free throw is up and made by Hyens, the first points of this fourth quarter for Centralia, and the second free throw is up and missed. 7 seconds left to go near the fourth in the corner. Estes making it off the board, off the front iron, and the final rebound of the game will come from Kay Franklin, and our matchup will conclude 63-22 Centralia. A pummeling victory over the Frankfurt Wildcats here in our girls game. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back for a post-game and play of the game here on 92.1 KMZA, Centralia 63, Frankfurt 22.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection.
Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for our final time from our girls' match post-game show and player of the game. Our post-game show here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Also here, our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Here is our post-game here for our Centralia and Frankfurt Wildcat girls matchup. Centralia comes away with a dominating victory with a running clock in the fourth quarter, 63-20 to a 41-point win for Centralia over Frankfurt. Centralia dominated the first half. In the early going, Centralia went up 20-12 in the first quarter, outscored Frankfurt 18-3 in quarter number two, and then 24-4 in quarter number three. Both teams hit 4 of 5 outside the arc in the first quarter, and that would be where Frankfurt put most and majority of their points up. Frankfurt would only come out and score 10 points in the next three quarters and wouldn't hit more than just two threes in the next three quarters of the game after quarter number one, hitting 4 of them. So for Frankfurt, kind of the struggle outside the three-point line. But other than that, it was a tough game. Over 20 turnovers for him, allowing over 30 rebounds for Centralia. The glass was just guarded up well by the Panthers, and that's what this Panthers team does best. They guard the glass, they rock off of it really easily, and Dusty Thompson now picking up his 78th win of his career as Centralia improves to the mighty 13-2 this season, and Frankfurt drops to 7-14 and 1-7 in Twin Valley League play. Centralia is now 7-0 at home. Joy Panthers here, player of the game, is going to four players. It's going to be a four-way tie here for player of the game. Actually, it's going to be a five-way tie here for player of the game. I'm going to change that. Hayden Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Elena Becker, Keeler, Impey, and Tava Gibbs. Funneling off all five, the starting lineup for Centralia. Kramer finishing with 11 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 3 rebounds. Josie Haverkamp, 6 points, 9 boards and assists. Elena Becker, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, a block. Keelan Rempe, 4 threes, 14 points, a steal. Tama Gibbs, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. It's really hard when you're covering Centralia to decide who is the player of the game, because, you know, some nights you got one player who is putting up 26 points, 27 points, and only contributes at 6-5, but then most nights it's like this. It's distributed. It's everybody contributing and playing together as a unit and a team, and this is why Centralia is one of the dominant teams in the CBL and as well in this state. They have great spread of love here with Valentine's Day coming up. They spread it well here amongst their entire lineup, scoring wise, and they drop all sorts of chocolates there inside the paint. So again, this is a dominant Centralia team. They're great, and they continue to work it well inside and outside the perimeter. Outside in the perimeter, outside of the arc. But for Frankfurt, again, they're a team that is still coming off here, down year last year, 5-17, looking to improve. They have found that improvement at 7-14 so far this year. They look to continue to find that improvement. course, a couple of seniors here on the roster this year. Holland Shirley, Savannah Jackson, Lorelei Elias, Ashton Dolling, out to Macy Wop. A lot of seniors on this team, but you're expecting a lot here this upcoming class. For Frankfurt, Lorelei Elias, she finished with 7 points to lead Frankfurt with 2 threes on the game. This is a Frankfurt team that's had a lot of great games this year, but most of that production comes from outside the arc. So you want to start finding some more consistency inside, because when you find that consistency, you got a lot of great stuff like that. The Parthenon, where she had her seal in a layup finish. It's more things like that you want to see out of Frankfurt and look to continue to progress on. All right, well, we'll take a step aside for about 7 to 8 minutes. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for our boys' matchup here between Centralia and Frankfurt. Again, our final between our girls' games. Centralia wins 63-22 over the Frankfurt Wildcats.